Hi, this is Janet Croshaw from the Valley Table Magazine, and I'm here during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week for another Restaurant Week moment. And I'm here at Joseph's Steakhouse with Joe Wilson, the owner. We're here in Hyde Park. It's 728 Violet Avenue, which is Route 9G, right next to the historic Valkill property. So, Joseph, it's wonderful to be here.
Well, thank you. This is our second tour on Restaurant Week, and we really enjoyed the last one of seeing new customers, new people come and enjoy the food at Joseph's.
Well, you've been here now just a little over a year. You celebrated your first anniversary last October. This is an historic property. You've done a beautiful renovation. It's so cozy and warm in here. I love the color palette. I love all the great photographs of, you know, Sinatra, and I'm right here sitting next to Bogey. Anyway, this is so much fun for a steakhouse. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved here.
Well, the start out was I was the landlord. Mm-hmm. I've owned the building for 13 years, and I was retired for 10 years in Florida. And we lost our Thai tenant approximately 2 years in June. So I came up looking for another tenant and couldn't find one I was very happy with, and I decided to open a steakhouse. So that's where I am back in New York. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the menu at steakhouse, you know, classic steakhouse, specializing in those dry age steaks, which are really hard to come by in the Hudson Valley, and you're making fabulous steaks here. But you have a wide variety on your menu as well, you know, seafood, really a nice menu. Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be offering for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.
Well, first of all, our lunches are going to consist of our tea menu. We do a afternoon tea that we decided to do about 6 months ago because Eleanor at one time used to do tea in our tea room dining room. We have two dining rooms here. One we call the Sinatra room, and the other dining room we call the tea room. So we do tea for lunch, and we in the evenings and the afternoons we do in our steak menu.
Yeah, let me step back a little bit. I kind of like launched right in there. But this is called, you call it the Valkill Tea Room, because this building used to be owned by Eleanor Roosevelt. Yes, the Eleanor Roosevelt. And she would hold teas here. And you've got a fabulous menu of Harney teas, local teas, 25 possible teas to choose from. And then you offer a traditional tea room lunch. And so what does that consist of?
Well, we do a variety of finger sandwiches, we old-fashioned type, picky type sandwiches, a variety from our prime rib with a horseradish sauce. We make a special egg salad, ham salad, tuna salad, cucumber salad, and we give about three different choices with our tea lunch. We do our homemade scones here. We change them around. We do a variety of different type scones. We serve pétifors and truffles for dessert. And actually, we serve one of Eleanor's favorite pétifors that she used to pick up with her chauffeur down to a local bakery in Poughkeepsie.
So I'm looking at your tea room lunch menu, which you're offering for the Restaurant Week $20.95. Now, it's traditionally a three-course, you know, offering for Restaurant Week, but I see you're going all out with a fourth course. So you've got buttermilk, butternut squash soup with a maple cream that sounds so delicious. You've got Harney and Son tea with an apricot cranberry scone that you're saying is house-made. Then you have all those yummy finger sandwiches. And then finishing up with pétifors and truffles for $20.95. That sounds really good.
Well, we normally serve that menu without the soup for $20. Mm-hmm. On three courses. That's on our lunch menu every day. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't sell it for $20.95 when we do it every day for $20. So we added the soup course to it for an extra 95 cents.
Well, I love butternut squash soup with maple cream. So you've got me sold on that. Let's talk a little bit about dinner. You have a fabulous Restaurant Week menu lined up. Do you want to tell us about some of these? Are these your signature dishes?
Yes. Probably the most popular steak we do sell here is our 6-ounce filet. And our Sauerbraten, is one of our new additions we added a few months ago. We actually marinate the Sauerbraten here for 14 days. And actually one of my chefs, father and grandfather, owned the Brauhaus restaurant on Main Street, Poughkeepsie. So Gilbert worked in there for probably 20 years with his father and grandfather. So he brought that tradition to Joseph's Steakhouse. The bolognese sauce is actually my wife makes the bolognese sauce. She's a little Italian lady from Sicily, and she's a grown-up, grew up in Poughkeepsie, New York here. But we make the bolognese out of our filet mignon and Italian sausage. So it's a little twist on a normal bolognese sauce. And then we put two fish items on the menu because of it's during Lent here, and so Wednesdays and Fridays we want to give you an opportunity to have a nice fish dish.
I love that you've thought ahead for people and, you know, sort of accounting for not only a great breadth of choices, and I, by the way, I'm sold on the Sauerbraten. It comes with spätzle and potato dumplings and red cabbage. But the fact that you're also offering the two fish, the flounder as well as the cod, during Lent is really a great way to sort of just be accommodating to the customer base here, which is great. But you do something special that you're kicking off during Restaurant Week. The last Friday of Restaurant Week, you're kicking off a dinner theater. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we're actually kicking off a new trend. We've been doing dinner shows here for almost a year right now. So our production guy, Frank Marquette from Murderous Cafe, him and I sat down and we decided this is going to be his home now. We're going to do dinner shows, not dinner shows, we're just going to do theater shows. And you'll have an option to eat dinner in a restaurant, or we'll also have a menu that you can choose from, either appetizer, dinner, or dessert during the show. So this is a new trend that the show prices are very reasonable. They're going to be $30 if you pre-order them, and you can make reservations at dinner at Joseph's before you go. And the shows will start Friday nights around 7 and on Saturday nights around 8. So you'll have plenty of time to have dinner before you go to show if you'd like.
I love that, and I love that you're kicking it off during Restaurant Week. So this has been a Restaurant Week moment with Joe Wilson at Joseph's Steakhouse on Violet Avenue in Hyde Park. Go ahead. You're correct. Go ahead. I missed something.
Well, you know, I left out the part of what Joseph's is all about our dry-aged steaks. First of all, we dry-age, and all our steaks are certified Angus beef. We sit here and we hang those steaks at least 2 to 3 weeks to dry age them to give you a taste of a steak that you would only get in Manhattan or Albany. This is a trend that you're not going to find around in the county. When I people come and eat steaks here, they compare our steaks with some of the finest steakhouse in the world. So this is what we're about. This is what you want to come to Joseph's for.
Thank you. I always wondered what that meant, so it's great. So with that, thank you, Joe. It's been a real pleasure to meet you. I can't wait to come and try one of those delicious steaks. Again, I'm at Joseph's Steakhouse in Hyde Park, Violet Avenue, 9G, right next to the Valkill property. Come on out.